Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Benennen is to designate. Benennen, to designate. How would you say the company designates? Die Firma benennt. Die Firma is one way of saying the company. Die Firma benennt. The company or the firm designates. How would you say the company designates the general manager? Die Firma benennt den Geschäftsführer. Der Geschäftsführer is the general manager. Der Geschäftsführer. So in German is the business leader. Der Geschäftsführer. Actually, der Geschäftsführer, so masculine. But we say die Firma benennt den Geschäftsführer. Why do we say den? Because benennen, like most verbs that have a prefix b in German, like benennen, is an accusative verb and it triggers accusative articles. And the masculine accusative article is den with en. So we say die Firma benennt den Geschäftsführer. How would you say the company designates the department manager? Die Firma benennt den Abteilungsleiter. Der Abteilungsleiter is the department manager. Die Abteilung, the department, der Leiter, the manager. So it's a compound word, one word, der Abteilungsleiter. You see, it's die Abteilung, der Leiter. When we combine the two words, we will stick with the article of the last word. So it's der Abteilungsleiter, because it's der Leiter. Der Abteilungsleiter, the department manager. Die Firma benennt den Abteilungsleiter. How would you say the company designates the company boss? Die Firma benennt den Firmenchef. Firmenchef. Der Firmenchef is the company boss. You see, it's not Firma Chef, it's Firmenchef. So the word Firma changes here a bit. Der Firmenchef. Firmen is actually the plural form of die Firma, the firm or the company, the companies. Die Firmen. Der Firmenchef, the company boss. Die Firma benennt den Firmenchef. How would you say the company designates the new general manager? Die Firma benennt den neuen Geschäftsführer. Den neuen Geschäftsführer. The new general manager. Neuen. Actually, new is in German neu, but it gets an ending, en. All adjectives that are in front of a noun will get a special ending. Here we can stick to one simple rule. Once en, always en. So we start saying den with en, the adjective will get also an en. So den neuen Geschäftsführer. Die Firma benennt den neuen Geschäftsführer. How would you say the company designates the new department manager? Die Firma benennt den neuen Abteilungsleiter. How would you say the company designates the new company boss? Die Firma benennt den neuen Firmenchef. How would you say the company designates the upcoming company boss? Die Firma benennt den kommenden Firmenchef. den kommenden, the upcoming. Kommen is to come. So kommenden is the upcoming. Den kommenden Firmenchef, the upcoming company boss. How would you say the company designates the upcoming general manager? Die Firma benennt den kommenden Geschäftsführer. How would you say, when does the company designate the new department manager? Wann benennt die Firma den neuen Abteilungsleiter? How would you say, tomorrow the company will designate the new department manager? Morgen benennt die Firma den neuen Abteilungsleiter. So in German, we don't need here the future, will designate. We can use the present tense because we have a marker, morgen, tomorrow. So in German, we just say tomorrow, the company designates the new department manager. Morgen benennt die Firma den neuen Abteilungsleiter. And notice, morgen is at the first position. In German now, the verb has to come at the second position because it's fixed. Morgen benennt, tomorrow designates. Morgen benennt die Firma, tomorrow designates the company. Morgen benennt die Firma den neuen Abteilungsleiter. How would you say tomorrow the company designates the upcoming company boss? Morgen benennt die Firma den kommenden Firmenchef. How would you say tomorrow the company will designate the upcoming general manager? Morgen benennt die Firma den kommenden Geschäftsführer. How would you say tomorrow? She designates him. Morgen benennt sie ihn. Now, you wouldn't say it this way in English. You might say tomorrow they will designate him. They. But we are referring to the company, die Firma. So to point to the company or the pronoun is she, die Firma, sie, because it's female. So morgen benennt sie, tomorrow designates she. Ihn, him. Him is the accusative pronoun pointing to the general manager or the company boss. Morgen benennt sie ihn. How would you say tomorrow? They will not designate him. Morgen benennt sie ihn nicht. So in German, sie referring to die Firma. Morgen benennt sie ihn nicht. How would you say, in 2 months, they will designate him? In 2 Monaten benennt sie ihn. Sie, die Firma. In 2 Monaten, in 2 months. Der Monat is the singular form. Die Monate, the plural form. But here we say, in 2 Monaten, with an additional N, because in triggers here dative. In context of time, will always trigger dative endings. And in the plural, will add an additional N to the nouns in the dative. In 2 Monaten. In 2 Monaten benennt sie ihn. How would you say in 3 months they'll designate him? In 3 Monaten benennt sie ihn. How would you say in 2 weeks, she designates him? In 2 Wochen benennt sie ihn. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb bewerten, to rate. Bewerten, to rate. Like when you rate a product you bought in Amazon, for example. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just 3 simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just 3 simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.